It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Fairbanks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Interior Alaska.
Yeah, all of Interior Alaska. All of the Tananaw Valley, even. Anyone who's listening. Anywhere.
Yeah, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, where we talk to nonprofits and nonprofit partners about what they do.
And why they do it, and why it's important, and how we can support.
And how we can help as
a community.
Because
we can all do it.
That's right. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I'm here with
Katie Yarrow.
And we are so excited about our guest today.
We are.
Yes.
We have a lovely community member here with us who is super in the community. You've probably seen her around a lot because it's part of her job.
Yes.
And she's also just lovely and fun to be around.
So. Yes. We have Carol Anthony, who's the Community Partnership Manager at Foundation Health. Hi, Carol. Thank you for coming.
Foundation Health Partners.
Foundation Health Partners, yes.
Yes.
Yes, get my branding on point.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
I am very excited to be here, especially with you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, Carol, why do we have you here? Because, you know, one of these days we will have someone here to talk about Foundation Health Partners because they are a nonprofit. Our hospital and our healthcare here locally is nonprofit work. Mm-hmm. However, that's not why we're here today. Carol is here to talk to us about
one of the specific pieces of work we're doing. So each 3 years to maintain our nonprofit status, one of the requirements through the IRS is that we do a community health needs assessment. And that's where we take a good solid look at what are the emerging health needs in the community. And we work with our partners to figure out what's on the foremost on the minds of people in the area.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be involved in healthcare.
You just have to live here.
Yeah, they just want to know what's on the mind of our community members. What do we as a community feel is something that needs, you know, more
addressing,
light shined on?
Yes.
Or a positive in our community? Because I think the survey asked both what would you think needs help and
where do you think we're good?
Where do you think we're good?
I'm so impressed that you took the survey.
I did take the survey. Yes.
It is hard. We realize as soon as we say the word survey, people go, oh, not another one.
So stay tuned. Yeah. Don't go away. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you why you should take the survey.
We're going to tell you what they ask you. We're going to walk you through the process. And at the end of this show, you are going to be fully equipped to take your 5-minute survey.
Yes. No pressure to do it in 5 minutes. But the promise is, it is very doable at 5 minutes. We have done this in many venues throughout the community throughout spring, and we're continuing throughout most of June. Right around midnight sun solstice time, we'll wrap it up.
Perfect.
But right now, we have been to many, many places, and that is everybody's experience. To their surprise, they are done in 5 minutes and under.
Well, I think that's amazing.
And really, there's 4 main questions in the survey. So there are places where you could write more information if you choose to. But of the meat beyond, like, you know, you want to know the basics of the people. What area do you live in? And, you know, some demographic stuff like that. But really, it's 4 main questions. And it depends on how you answer the first of those questions to see what your next question is. And so it is very low stress, like it's not a hard one. And you really talk about what you know. So they're not asking you a bunch of questions over here. What do you think about this? It's like, what do you think needs help? And of these, you know, these topics, what are your top 3? And so such an easy survey, but so, so important. What do you use the survey for?
Oh, that's a great question. So many people use it. Most of the nonprofits in the community use it at the point that they are writing any grants. One of the requirements for many grants is, have you asked the community what they need? And that's one of the reasons that we work with our collaborative partners to do this. We work with Interior Community Health Center and with the Public Health Nurses of the Northern Region. So this is truly a 3-part core group that is sponsoring this. And then we do have a grant that has afforded us the availability of Information Insights, which is a local healthcare research group to have designed the survey and who are doing the analysis and the reporting on it. And one of the things that we do with this is then we create a report that is publicly shared on the Foundation Health Partners website, and that it is used by a community, as you know, because you're part of it, the Community Advisory Council group. Mm-hmm. So that group is made up of health and social services partners in the community, educational partners, business. Who else is in that group?
Stakeholders.
Yes, thank
you. That's a good word. I love that word.
Throw too many terms around. But basically, anybody who has a hand in a special perspective on what are the factors influencing health outcomes in the community. So we share those results with that group, and then that helps us create what's known as a community health improvement plan, otherwise known as a CHIP. We're operating under a CHIP right now from the last surveys mm-hmm. that we did. The last time we did one was 2022, and that created four priorities for Foundation Health Partners. Among them, for instance, we came to understand how dire the need for health care, mental health care for children.
Yes.
And so as an example, as a result of that, we created the Fairbanks Pediatric Behavioral Health Partnership. And the outcome of that was to develop, with our partners in the community, more services. So we now have some partial hospitalization programs that were not available before this plan went into play. We also have the plan in place to develop some inpatient beds at Foundation Health Partners for youth. And so this is not the kind of study that just goes and sits on a shelf. It results in telling the board of the Foundation Health Partners what the community is saying, and then the board reaching a decision on, okay, having heard that, here are the priorities we think are realistic.
Yes, and how can we address those needs yes. in an urgent way, in a way that's going to have the biggest impact.
And with stewardship, too, 100%. Because, you know, as you look at the needs yes. and you look at who's already doing what, part of what we weigh out is, how do we work with the partners rather than compete? Mm-hmm. And how do we build on the good work that's already being done? And that's yes. one of the reasons we ask the question, what's going well, so that we don't step in and mess it up.
Right. Well, and I remember also in the last meeting, one of the things that really stood out to me and that I appreciate that you guys take into consideration is when things are going well, if that's something that was recently recognized as an issue and now it's going well, that doesn't mean that we pull all resources from that thing because it's going well, because maybe it's going well because of the work that you have put into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're very strategic about, okay, what can be reallocated? What do we need to continue? What's maintaining? And, you know, this is a very, very well thought out process. You guys are asking good questions. You're bringing a lot of people to the table. And yeah, like this is not something where we just go, okay, this is what we do now. We're really thinking holistically about the community, wellness, and what we've been doing and what needs to be done next.
Mm-hmm. And if you are just tuning in, not to interrupt, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and we're talking to Carol Anthony, who is the Community Partnerships Manager at Foundation Health, and we are
partners.
Partner. Yep, I did that again. And we are talking about the community health needs assessment. If you are been listening and you want to just pop on right now and do it, you can do that by going to bit.ly/healthyfnsb2025. That's bit.ly/healthyfnsb2025. Pop on right now. It'll take you 5 minutes to do it, but we're going to keep talking about it. But if you are just tuning in.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can I point out, if you have trouble finding it that way, there are some other ways to find it, too, if you root around. So, for instance, you could go to the Foundation Health Partners webpage online, and the top banner of that webpage, you'll see it pop up as a link. So you see it there. You can see it on the Facebook pages of not only Foundation Health Partners, but many, thank you, many of our partners are sharing it.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. I know, I think United Way has shared it.
Yes, and we will be again.
The Senior Center has shared it. The Alaska Commission on Aging has shared it. I believe the food bank has shared it. So you may see it on any of the other health and social service type programs, making sure people speak up and get involved. Plus, we're doing pop-ups all over the place. We'll be at the Midnight Sun Run.
Yes.
If you are picking up your bib for the Sun Run, we will be there with a little card that will have the QR code on it.
Yeah. Very cool.
Removing obstacles and making it easy. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be at places in the community. So if you're having trouble finding it online, we'll be in some places publicly as well over the course of the month.
Yeah, it's just used. I know, you know, going back to how you guys use it, we at United Way, you know, we work a lot with Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, and this survey is so important for nonprofits like them, or, you know, for programs like them, because, you know, not everyone has the money to do this. This is an extensive survey. Not everybody has the money to put towards an extensive survey, but they need the results. And so what we get out of this survey is going to somewhat shape what even like Fairbanks Wellness Coalition does. If there's a different direction that, you know, in their sphere of things that they feel like people are saying, hey, this is the problem, this is the problem, they will actually use some of their grant money to address that problem. So much more than just one, you know, one organization affects like what they do. It affects so many small ones because, you know, sometimes you're in, when you're working in these nonprofits, you're in the muck, you're in everything that's going on. You can't always see what the regular person sees. Like if you live, eat and breathe drug misuse and that's your job, it can feel like that's the most important thing. But is that? Like, let's take a survey from everyone. Is it that? Is it housing? Is it, you know, is it our schools? Is it our economy? You know, there's so many things that can affect your health. You know, this really takes just a small little taste of how people are feeling.
I am so glad you brought up Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, because you are totally, totally on target. And that's an outcome of some of the partnership as well, that one of the things that came out of the last survey was a concern for this community could do better supporting people who are experimenting or really truly living within a lifestyle that is embracing sobriety, that this community maybe didn't feel very real supportive of that. So I know Fairbanks Wellness Coalition has just become the all-stars at how to go about supporting people in sobriety. And as well, social isolation. At the point we did the last survey, we had concerns throughout age groups, from children to older people, about socially isolating. And I just love how the Wellness Coalition has flipped that and turned that into making positive connections with people and doing the kinds of things that cause that to happen, and to cause that to happen without people going to great expense or having to travel or make big commitment to connect with other people. It's some very wholesome pop-ups throughout the community, and it's a great example of how this actually comes into play in having made a difference and moved the needle on being a healthy community.
Yeah, thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We have to take a short break, and we will be back to talk more with Carol Anthony.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll we'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50/50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50/50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50/50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for sticking around.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Or maybe you just tuned in. Welcome. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, where we speak with local nonprofits. We get deep, we get dirty, we dig around, we find out what their mission are, and we get behind it, and we find out what the community needs to know, or maybe what you don't know, you know?
And we're getting behind it, not only so that we can understand it, but so that we can support it.
Support it, yep. Woo. And today's support is going to need you to go take a community health needs assessment.
There we go.
We are with Carol Anthony,
of Foundation Health Partners.
And she is the Community Partnerships Manager. And she is here talking today about the Community Health Needs Assessment, which is a super important assessment, survey. Four main questions, a few beginning and end ones that ask about demographics, but four main questions to find out what you think, you as your community member, wherever you sit, whether North Pole, Salcha, Fairbanks, wherever, how you feel about our health needs in our community. Yes. and where we can improve. And you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be anything special. You just have to be a person that cares about the community's health.
You just have to be a person who lives here.
Yeah. You don't really even have to care. Yeah. You just have to answer some questions.
And that's special enough.
Yes.
Exactly. Because we are special.
We are special.
We all think we're pretty special here in Interior Alaska.
We know we're special
here.
Right. Okay?
That's right.
And you are. You're special. You're needed. Everyone's input is needed. This guides so many nonprofits onto what do we need to focus on. If you're in the muck and you're dealing with these kind of issues all the time, where should we put our energy? Where does the community...
Where should we put our resources?
Resources.
Where should we put our people? What direction do we need to go so that we can recognize, evaluate, and address as quickly as possible and with the largest impact the needs that our community has come together and said, this is what we want. This is what we need.
And everybody's impacted differently. I have my background when I took the survey. You know, I come from a background that I think certain things are needed, but somebody else might struggle with something else. And so we need to hear from everyone about where we want to go.
And you might be an elderly individual. Mm-hmm. You might be a young mother with children. You might be a single middle-aged man. All of these things are going to mean that your needs are your needs and someone else's are someone else's, and we need to quantify what are the greatest needs in our community. So if you don't let us know what you need, how can we help? And we want to help.
Right.
We all want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that being said, back to you, Carol. Okay.
Thank you. So I should make a few disclaimers too. Yeah. or incentives. First of all, it is absolutely private. It is being done by Information Insights. So however you answer is between you and Information Insights, and they protect that. We get the results, but we do not get them specific to you. even though at the end, if you wish, you can enter your name into a drawing that by the time we're done, there is a $500 gift card here involved for groceries or fuel. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't know the pool of names connected to the responses. We just know which one they picked from the information.
And I don't know if I even gave my name. I think I gave my email and my phone number.
There you go.
For the drawing. And I don't even know if you had to do that, but I think I wanted to do the drawing.
It's
I think
optional,
I wanted that drawing.
You love an incentive. You love an incentive, right?
Yes. Oh, so yeah, it's completely private. You just take the survey and we take the results. So talking about the survey, something I found interesting is they ask about five different topics, correct?
Correct, yes. Those would be what are known as social drivers of health. So when we think in terms of things like, do we have a reliable, safe place to call home? Do we have ways to get where we need to be, whether it's for work, for school, for entertainment,
groceries,
for connection with others, mm-hmm. access to healthy food or activities, education, connecting with others, and then the healthcare at the level that we need that healthcare. And those would be the kind of things that we have learned over time really do drive the likelihood that somebody is able to get help in this community as opposed to need to leave, or that might suffer from some delays because we don't maybe have that kind of support for that locally. So the survey does ask specific to those type questions. So while it's, you know, sometimes when you hear a health survey, you think, oh, great, they're going to ask me about my blood pressure and my weight and and my how often I exercise. It is not a personal mm-hmm. health survey. It is a community health survey. And so we look at what in a community drives the likely outcomes that we're a community that supports the options for people to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and it's not just access to healthcare. You know, if you don't have a safe place to live, if you don't have access to whatever you need, your likelihood of your health is going down. And so this lets us know, like, you know, you may not think that easy access to a grocery store doesn't seem like something that would make you unhealthy, but it does. Like, it does all affect
your overall wellness and your ultimate health down the road.
And that's what they're finding in, you know, with depression and with these things. It's not ever one thing. It is a combined wraparound effect that all these things need to be in place so that if one of them falls through the cracks, we that person is still safe. But if all your things are falling through the cracks, it's never just one. It's generally, you know, from what I've working with the Wellness Coalition, from what I've seen, it is truly, there is not a one pill fix all. We need all of these things to be healthy, to have a healthy community. And so which ones need the work? And that's what we're trying to figure out here.
So I'm so glad you said that. And, you know, by way of an example, the last two times, generations of the survey, we do it every 3 years, so this makes 6 years now that the focus has been around seniors and older people. And that what we know to be true is that our population over the past 15 years or so of people 65 and older has increased by 98%. So specific
wow.
to Fairbanks, that's incredible.
Yeah.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough, you know, the population over 65 back in 2010 was 6,375 people. We are now, well, no, at 2023 anyway, we were at 12,648.
Wow.
So that tells us, gee, are we really ready as a community to contend with the kind of implications of those health factors, that transportation, safe housing, access to care. So those drivers of health for people as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And that has caused us to take such a very healthy focus. I love the groups we work with on this for the kind of true work being done. When you look at the Fairbanks Community Senior Center, and the improvements in that program and the things that ADRC, the Alaska mm-hmm. Disabilities and Resource Center, is doing to help advocate and help people. And then when we think in terms of we have a really fun celebration now that's extended the senior recognition that the Fairbanks North Star Borough does. We now add on a day that's called the Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit. And it's a full day of basically celebrating all those domains of what helps us make this an age-friendly community.
Right. And because we need to be an age-friendly community because we have one of the highest aging populations.
Yeah.
This is a large portion of our community, and we value those community members, and we want them to be able to stay and thrive and live healthy, happy lives here.
Yep, and that's actually
because they've helped build this community, and so they deserve to stay home, where they built home, where they call home, where we want them to be able to stay.
Yep,
and where they're thank you, and where they're where our fam, I say they, I'm one of them. It's where our family members are, and if we cause our family members to have to leave to be with us, to care for us somewhere else,
right,
that is not a good thing for Fairbanks. So we know that the impact of being able to live independently as long as possible in this community and then to have the support for in-home care it really impacts other generations within the community as well. And that definitely impacts, do we have the teachers? Do we have the service workers? Do we have the kind of educational base in Fairbanks that we need to make this a strong community going forward? And that's something that the group working on this, it's known as the, I wish it had a better name, I'm sorry, we'll come up with a better name. We're working on the age-friendly Fairbanks, which seems a little better than the CHIP senior group, which is the community health Fairbanks improvement for senior care. That's a mouthful. We didn't think that one through when we invented it. But it's a fantastic group that's just doing smart things. This is a group of people that know how to pinch a penny. We can get we can get a lot of activity out of really low budgets because a lot of the programs, as you know, in nonprofit world don't have big, giant budgets. So very wise leadership.
Very absolutely cool. So well, let's talk one more time about how to find the survey.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Several ways. So this it's done online. So there is a survey link called bit.ly/healthyfnsb2025. And I'll spell that one out. bit.ly/healthyfnsb2025. That might be a little challenging to do over the radio. I can't hold up my
your QR code.
So I can help you find some other ways to find it. You could go to the Foundation Health Partners Facebook page, Foundation Health Partners website. Many of our partners in the community on their Facebook pages have posted a link to this. And then we are popping up at all kinds of events. If you are a runner in the Fairbanks Midnight Sun Run, we will have little cards available. When you pick up your bib, you're going to pick up a little card for doing the survey.
Very cool.
Wonderful. Well, Carol, thank you so much. Is there any like last words you'd want to leave the community with?
I just want to celebrate and congratulate the whole nonprofit network in Fairbanks. We are proud, we being the core group that does this survey, we are proud to know that this work is used by each of those groups to help support their missions and to help bring support for their work in the community. And we just could not be any more proud and happy to work with each of our community partners.
Thank you for providing this valuable tool.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you listening in.
Thank you for caring.
Thank you for caring. Take the survey.
Please.
5 minutes. Won't be anything.
We always told everyone has value, and right now we need to hear your voice and just a little bit of your time.
Yes. All right. You will hear us.
You will hear us next week.
Next week, which is Midnight
Sun. The days are getting longer.
All right. we'll see. We'll be here next time, Fairbanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.